Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers again with you. Hope you had a great week. I know it's been raining, and the cooler temperatures are here, so we are happy to be with you this morning to bring somebody different, first-time attendee to this show, and or at least my show anyway. I think he's familiar with the mic. But Tyler Asher with the Upcoming Development District Small Business Development Center. That's UCDDSBDC. That's
a mouthful, isn't it?
That's a mouthful. So, Tyler, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. I know your schedule's busy. I appreciate Mark letting you get away and everybody over there at the UCDD. Really, you know, I guess maybe you're the first person from the development district I've had on. Mark has not been on yet. I'm glad you're here. UCDD does so much. We may get into some of the stuff they do, but really, you're here to talk about the Small Business Development Center, and I want people to be informed about all the good work y'all do, because you actually serve counties and cities some of the same counties I serve. And so we have a mutual, client. I don't know. I don't know whether to call them a client. I call them a customer.
Right.
A mutual customer. So you and I got to, you know, and so let me give you a little background. I've actually known Tyler a long time, but didn't really know Tyler. My brother and I had a chance to umpire T-ball. We started out in Baxter. We did Baxter up until I was in college. But when I was about 13 or 14, Allgood was in need of umpires. And my brother was experienced umpire. And so they asked him, and he needed me to umpire out in the field. And your dad, Skip,
yep,
had a team. And you played for your dad,
correct,
obviously. And so I got to umpire Tyler. I don't think he ever got out. If I remember right, he was a pretty good baseball
checks
player.
Checks in the mail, Ben.
Checks in the mail. I don't think I ever called him out. But so when I first ran into you a few weeks ago, or a couple, few months ago now, I guess, I was like, this has got to be the same little boy that ran around the bases. You were a decent-sized kid then.
Yeah.
You're a tall guy now.
I kind of grew.
Yeah, I think you grew based on, but your dad's a good guy. How's your dad doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing great.
Good. So, awesome. That's a little background on Tyler and how I actually know of him. But actually, we met again for the first time in a while at a joint meeting for ARP funding at the development district.
Correct.
And we've talked since then. We've been at a couple events, and I said, you know, I got to have you on.
Yep. We're on the county. I'm on the county redistricting committee, so that was another interaction we had as well.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that,
yep,
too, because I don't want to discount. So Tyler is another one of these people that I have on that do a lot of things. It does a lot of things, I should say. His role in life is not focused on one avenue. It's not,
correct,
focused on the Small Business Development Center. You're younger than me, we know, but your aspirations are to be a servant, public servant.
Correct.
And so one of those roles has been on the redistricting committee for Putnam County, which has been a lot of fun.
It was very eye-opening. I called my wife after the meeting we had a few weeks ago, and I was like, my eyes are a little more open as to what takes place as far as in county government. Of course, I see it from another side of my day job. I get to interact a lot with county and city mayors and chambers of commerce. And so for me to be able to see the other side, it was very eye-opening.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're talking about it. How many opportunities have you had to be at a committee or commission meeting or a council meeting through your work at the development district?
Actually, surprisingly, we've been to quite a few. We've been called into some county commission meetings and some city council meetings to talk about what we can do, just the services we offer, how we can help provide better things for businesses in certain communities. And so I think it's just always important to try to get the word out to the county commission, because, you know, a lot of people talk to their constituents a lot. And so it's just an opportunity for them to be like, hey, if you need help, here's someone you could go see. So surprisingly, quite a bit. And I've enjoyed it. I'm one of those people that I love going out and talking to people. So it's been a great deal for us.
Well, I'm going to brag on you a second, because we have 13 members on the redistricting committee in Putnam County. I'm not actually a member of the committee. I'm the point, click, and ship man, as I like to say, with the software of moving census blocks into one district from another,
right,
to make the numbers match up. So I'm there. I have to be there, but I'm not a voting member. But I'll brag on you, because I guess it can be intimidating as a non-commissioner on a committee, on a county committee, being a non-commissioner. It can be probably a little intimidating walking in, and the majority of the members are commissioners.
Correct.
But we have several citizens, and that was the design, I believe, of the commission and the intent. But I'll brag on you, because you've not just sat back and just crossed your legs and your arms and not said a word. You've actually chimed in when you probably should have, and you've given some good insight actually for not only me as somebody that's moving census blocks, but our committee and our chairman to think about.
Right.
And there's a couple other citizens that are the same. We're here to bring some plans to the commission, for the commission to vote on, because they have the final say, but we want to bring,
right,
them options.
Well, I think I do that so much during my day job because so many people, commissioners do this as well, is you get so engrossed with doing it all day, every day, that sometimes you can't see where you're going because you're so engrossed to it. So you have to step back out. You have to get some feedback from the right sources who are outside of your normal little box, and so that they can see it in a different manner. So I think that that's just a plus to the committee and what we do, and hopefully my insight is, you know, has some value to it. I feel like it does. So it's been exciting. It's definitely been a learning curve.
Let me ask you this too, Tyler, before we move on to your career. What made you want to be on the redistricting committee?
You know, my wife and I had some conversations about some offices I expressed interest in running. And so I just thought it would be a great way to kind of get in a non kind of a elected way, but you can still see the workings of things and you can also be a part of it. And it's just also, if you know me personally, I love networking. So just an opportunity to network and then also, you know, serve the county that I enjoy being a part of.
That's perfect. So you're getting your feet wet with county government,
right,
through this, which you've already had it through your career. And let's talk about a little bit. We know you're from Putnam County, correct?
Correct.
And of course you play T-ball and all good.
Yep.
And all that. Lifelong resident.
Absolutely.
Never moved off. Did
I've only had three zip codes my whole life, and for the longest time I had an 01, an 06, and now I got a 4-4. So.
But the 4-4 is the best. That's,
well, so far it's been good. But I'm not in your district. So.
You're not. You're not far away, no. But you're not. And redistricting may bring you into it. We don't know yet. But no, it's you growing up here and you wanting to serve makes me proud.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I have you on, because I love people that. And I mean, of course, I've had a lot of people that's moved in here, which is great. But I love people that's been ingrained in Putnam County and this yeah. community, and then you're serving. So, from Putnam County, been here. What when you got out of high school, what did you want to do?
That's a great question. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'd had some ideas of things that I talked about doing that I kind of never did. And it's always funny if you look back to see where you're at now and where you're at in high school. You're thinking, I would have never picked where I'm at currently. And so we were at high school. My parents, of course, owned some gas stations here, and that kind of led to probably a little bit of entrepreneurial, I guess, I had in me. And so I went to school, tech. I was kidding President Oldham here a couple of years ago. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the 10-year track. Y'all don't even offer the 10-year track at tech anymore. So I graduated 9.5 years, got a 4-year degree, and so spent almost a decade, right at a decade in the insurance world, insurance financial services. So started out working for an agent. Kind of worked my way up through there, got into the corporate side of things, and then went into agency ownership most recently. And then in 2019, we made the decision to sell the business. And so I went on just a little bit of what I consider a sabbatical, and then interviewed for the job at the development district. And, of course, it took a little while, but then was offered the position and absolutely love doing what I do every day. I have a great team that I'm a part of that I just get to be a small portion of that. Got some great leaders. Mark Farley, I think, is second to none. He's phenomenal. I tell people all the time, I would, if he was running into a burning building, I would go right behind him and not think twice about it. So it's great to be a part of a team that wants you to succeed, wants to help the community in any way possible. And so it just helps from my perspective where I come from to be able to go to work and do that every day.
Yeah. And we're going to specifically get into what you're doing with the Small Business Development Center. I'm curious or intrigued, really. You went from the insurance business, financial business, and you're basically selling a service.
Correct.
Then now you're in almost nonprofit. I guess really UCDD is considered a nonprofit. They're not there to make a profit.
Right.
Let's
right.
say that. I don't know what their tax
right.
status is, but you went from the private sector
to the public,
public sector.
Yeah.
And how, in your mind, as far as the way you approached it, did you struggle with that or was it just,
Yeah, a little bit, and I still think I struggled with it because it's my nature. You know, we still have goals that they want us to try to hit, and so for me, like I try to go every day and try to just I'm doing the best I can. I'm willing to do extra. It's just my nature to try to achieve those goals that they have set for us. You know, we have a set number that they want to help us capital formation into the Upper Cumberland, and so I'm always trying to figure out how can we increase that, how can we help people out so that there's, you know, that number is always growing and bringing as much to the businesses in the entire Upper Cumberland as I can, not just in Putnam County. That was a big struggle for me at first, was learning that there's more to just Putnam County and learning that the Upper Cumberland is a ecosystem. You know, you grow up here and you see it, but until you're involved in it, it's hard. It's it's very difficult to get over. Well, this is my hometown. This is, you know, trying to help other communities. And so that was a little bit of a learning curve.
That's interesting. Because we similar backgrounds, private sector, I came from, and I was writing down billable hours every day for my clients because I had a goal too.
Yep.
And you had a goal because you're trying to make a living.
That's right.
And now you have some goals, but it don't necessarily, you know, impact your paycheck.
That's right.
So pretty good deal, right?
It is. It's funny because I'm working on a huge project right now that's a multi-million dollar project, and I'm putting the same amount of time and effort into it, into a smaller, you know, just a kind of a mom and pop, but it takes the same amount of hours to make sure they're both successful.
Wow. Is those projects something we could talk about later, or is it?
One of them we can.
Okay.
It's still under wraps, but one of them, you know, it's basically like a men's clothing store. And so it's just an exciting time.
Okay.
You know, I think it's something that the Upper Cumberland is ready for. I think it's something that especially Putnam County, Cookeville is ready for. So it's just an exciting thing. It's been a long journey, long process, but we're getting close to the finish line. It's from my perspective. So, like, we help them get started, get going, get them to the finish line, and then we kind of start to tail off a little bit because that's where they kind of start to have to walk and do things on their own.
That's perfect. That's a preface to what we're going to talk about next. You're listening to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I have Tyler Asher with me. Works at the Upper Cumberland Development District for the Small Business Development Center, UCDD, SBDC. I know it's a lot of letters, but that I wanted to have them in to talk about the Small Business Development Center. And we're missing Miss Jody, who's going to be on, because she had something come up. Tyler's solo today, and he's doing great. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. This has been Rogers on Local Matters this morning with Tyler Asher from the Upper Cumberland Development District and the Small Business Development Center. Tyler, we'll talk about the involvement of the SBDC, and actually, I don't know if you know when it was created. I know it was at Tennessee Tech prior. Do you know the inception of the Small Business Development Center, or is that something you just come into and kind of give me a history of what you know, I guess?
So from what I know, the Small Business Development Center in the Upper Cumberland started somewhere in the early 80s at Tennessee Tech, and that's where it was housed. It got moved around in different buildings up until 2019, 2020, and that is when the lead center, which is from Murfreesboro to MTSU, they had approached the Upper Cumberland Development District about taking the program over. For those who don't know, the Upper Cumberland Development District, we have it's kind of where I'm under. We have the Economic and Community Development section. And so under the lending side of that, we do business loans and things out of the development district. So they thought with the lending side and the revolving loan fund that they have, that it would be a great fit because you could work with businesses as they come in to get prepared for lending and then after lending, you know, following up and things of those nature. So they thought it would just be a great fit. It turned out it's been a wonderful fit. Because we have a great team in place over at the development district. And so having the Small Business Development Center inside the UCDD, working with loan clients already, I think just magnifies the impact that we can have across the whole Upper Cumberland. And so that's kind of how it got started. Actually, I think talks happened maybe in like the fall of 2019. And then, of course, right as things are transitioning, we had a tornado and then COVID hit. And so I interviewed for it, and that's when Mr. Farley called me and so said, hey, we want you to come in and run this program. So we did, and it was, you know, I kid with my supervisor, Megan Schoed, a lot. I'm like, gosh, that seems like it was, you know, when COVID first happened, it was like a whirlwind. You know, we were working long days and trying to get people their PPP loans and making sure they stayed afloat and understood what they had. And then it kind of quickly transitioned in from saving businesses into businesses that are expanding and people want to open new businesses. And a lot of times when you have high unemployment, you get a very large number of like high entrepreneurial people want to open their own business. They want to do their own thing. So when that kind of happened, it was a whirlwind. It was a juggling act, but it's been awesome. Like I tell people all the time, I have the best job in the world. I literally help people chase their dream. I don't know where else you can go and do that.
Yeah, and that's because most people during COVID slowed down.
Yeah.
And some people got bored. That was the complete opposite for you.
Yeah, total opposite.
Because you're working with businesses, and you're right, things were shutting down. The government and economy was shutting down, so businesses were shutting down. So you're trying to help them get their loans to stay afloat.
Correct.
How did they just call y'all, or did y'all put that carrot out there for people to know about, or did people already know about? How did y'all advertise that?
So we'll kind of back up. When I first got to this position, being from a business owner myself, I had no idea that the Small Business Development Center even existed. Like, I'd walked by it a few times when I was in Johnson Hall. I took up residency there for a long period of time that I saw it, but I really didn't know what it was. And so when I first came in and I started doing some research, I kind of had a goal myself, and I still have this goal to this day, is that I want every business in the UC to know what the Small Business Development Center does. Yes, there's probably going to be businesses we can't help you. You may be in a position to where you may be way more advanced than what we can offer, and that's perfectly fine. But I still want you to know that there are services available in some facet to help you, whether it be, hey, is this business idea going to work? My marketing isn't working. I need an intern to do a certain project. How can I get some help there? So my ultimate goal was just to make the SBDC known throughout the whole Upper Cumberland and know the services we provide. Going into back to COVID is that when it hit, we just tried to get the word out the best we could. We did email. We did radio interviews. We did Facebook. We did the Live at 5. We did anything that was there that we could get in front of. We were doing it. And so that just kind of snowballed effect, and we got a lot of phone calls. And then we've just been trying to stay in touch with those people over the course of the last year and a half. And so it's just been a lot of fun. It's been exciting to see businesses grow. I love it when owners call me and they're like, I need help. Like, we are drowning. It has been insane. I never thought it would be this way. I don't know what to do. And when you get those phone calls, that's the exciting part. Like, we could help them figure things out. After helping them scale, helping them automate things, helping them make it more fluid for them, that's the exciting part. That's probably the second best part of the job.
Do you have any idea in your mind how many businesses you helped get loans to stay afloat during COVID?
I'd have to really go look at some numbers.
It was
probably close to, just quick math, I'm saying it in the hundreds.
Yeah.
And several millions of dollars.
So right there in my mind, Tyler, speaks volumes of why y'all are here,
right?
And why you're serving the Upper Cumberland.
Right.
Just that alone, you've changed lives forever.
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
So, I mean, I say this a lot on my show. Kudos to you, because I really mean that. If you're impacting lives, you're impacting small businesses, you're impacting this economy, then you're keeping other jobs available.
Correct.
And open, so people can work and provide for the families. It's just that everything's related when it comes,
yeah,
to business. So you've already basically served your purpose.
Yeah. I don't think I've served my whole purpose, but
no,
we're still working on it. And we try to bring that same value every day so that we can just help businesses grow. I love getting it when we had a small business owner in Overton County come to us, and they were like, I think I can do this. I think I can go full time. And we started looking at the numbers, and we're like, you know, what you're working your day job, you can do this, and you're going to make more money. And she finally quits her day job, goes fully into being your own boss, and she's like, I've tripled my sales. I'm like, I told you, like, you could do this. This is, you got all the things you needed. You just need a little outside push. And so I still keep in touch with her. It's just exciting to see their businesses grow. They're adding stuff. They're doing things. And that's probably just, it's such a rewarding factor of what we do.
You mentioned Megan Choate.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Ferris is what I originally know her as, but she's fantastic.
She is. She's my supervisor.
Yeah.
I'll give her credit.
Oh, she's fantastic. Mark's lucky to have her on staff, and of course she's lucky to have you under her. So that's good. So
she probably doesn't feel that way. She has to like wrangle me in from time to time.
Well, so people like you with high energy and a high focus, I mean, that has to happen sometimes, but it's okay. It's not,
yeah,
a bad thing.
And that's what we told when I first come. I said, listen, just keep me between the guardrails. Don't, you know, I just do my thing. And she's all about that. Like, if we have an idea that we can go with, I love that. She lets us run with it.
Well, and that's what she's a good leader.
Yeah.
So before we leave this segment, what's the difference in a business going to a bank and getting a loan for to start up than going coming to y'all?
Well, the good news is it's all the same. We encourage them to have a local relationship with the bank. We'll run back to the PPP thing. Local banks won in PPP. The local banks were the heroes. They were the unsung heroes. They kept businesses afloat. I always encourage any prospect that comes to us with SBDC to have a really good relationship with a local bank. They're the ones that's going to understand your business. They're going to be involved in your business. If you can get a loan from a local bank, that is exactly where we're going to push you and tell you the things you need to do to get prepared. Now, if you're a new business and you say, or even an existing business, I want to expand and I don't know where to go, then we will look at avenues to try to help you. Maybe it is a local lender. Maybe it's a local lender who will do an SBA guarantee, you know, because that's what people want, the SBA guarantee. That's the federal government saying, hey, if this business goes bad, we're going to guarantee that loan for X number of percentages. Maybe it's just some non-traditional financing, which is through the development district. You know, maybe it's a business to where a bank says, not right now, but in 2 years, you know, if you can get it up and running and it's right, hey, we'll take this loan back. We'll look at it then. And so just finding the right financing for the right portion of whatever stage of business they're in.
That's great. We're going to talk more about the Small Business Development Center when we come back here on Local Matters. This has been Rogers with Tyler Asher from the Upper Cumberland Development District and the Small Business Development Center, talking about his role serving the Upper Cumberland. And the Upper Cumberland Development District serves 14 counties. So from Macon over to Fentress, down to Van Buren and up through Smith and DeKalb and Wyden. So a lot of the counties I serve, that's one of the reasons I know Tyler, as we've run across each other. But good information so far, Tyler. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Tyler Asher from the Upper Cumberland Development District and the Small Business Development Center. Good information so far. Glad I had the opportunity to finally have him on and just learning a lot about the Small Business Development Center. Even though I've worked in the Upper Cumberland for 16 years and worked with the Development District, I don't know everything they do. And Small Business Development Center is new to the Development District.
Correct.
Basically, started in 2019. You were hired last year during the pandemic and got right to work with PPP loans, as you discussed. But I wanted to learn more about the SBDC, and I learned a lot. So let me ask you this, Tyler. My wife's an entrepreneur. She's owned her own business for several years now, and she's just wonderful. She's a one-woman show. But she's a current business owner. At the Small Business Development Center, what could you help her with?
The biggest thing is to sit down with any small business owner and figure out what direction or plan they want to go. A lot of times people get frustrated because we ask them to have a business plan or have something written down. And a lot of that's just for your own good. If you don't have anything written down, then it's just, you're just wishing on things. Something that's written down is a goal. So let's have some stuff on paper that you can see consistently, regardless where it is. Maybe you want to increase your sales by 10%. Maybe you want to open a new product line. Maybe you want to go from at home to a brick and mortar. We need that written down so we can figure out how to get you from point A to point B. Sometimes I like to refer to us as like we're the network, or we're the bridge to help you get from point A to point B. We're going to have different ideas and different strategies that can help you, but we got to know where you're at first. So the best way is when we do this with all of our clients, we have an intake call with an intake coordinator, and she just does a lot of fact gathering, figuring out where you're at, where you want to be, and then we get you shipped off to the right counselor, whether it's maybe Jody, who is fantastic in marketing and setting a strategy and getting things in place for your business to grow, or you're needing financing. Maybe you're needing someone to look at the numbers, see where you're at. That's where I would come into play, so that we can see where your business is at. We need a snapshot of where your business is at. And then from there, we develop a plan, and then we move into executing that plan. And we try to schedule a follow-up meeting. So I tell people, hey, when you do this, go ahead and schedule a meeting for 2 weeks so that you have a deadline. Hey, in 2 weeks, I've got to meet again. I've got to get this done. Because we're going to move at your pace. I understand life gets in the way. That's a perfect example is, especially with kids, you wake up and it is something happens and it throws your whole day or a week off because it happens and it pushes it back. We're fluid. We understand business happens. Or maybe you get a call and you get a gigantic order and you're like, I got to put this on the back burner for the next week. We get that. So basically having a plan, having it written down and scheduling it up and then executing it once you have that plan. That's kind of the first main steps to get you going.
So it's not all about a business loan.
No.
And I think it's good for small business owners to have an outlet or a resource to talk to or to rely on for, you're basically an expert. They're supposed to be.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't classify me in that title.
But somebody they can rely on and get feedback from and kind of guide them. Now, some, like you said, some of them may not want that much attention, but you kind of let them go.
Yeah, we let them kind of dictate because it is your business. Our team's job is just to give you guidance on a outside perspective. And I always tell people, listen, I owned a business. I still do. I built in furniture. It's kind of like my creative outlet. So for me, I understand a lot of what you went through. I tell people I made a lot of mistakes, so I can help you avoid some of those mistakes being a business owner. So for me, it's just we give you advice. And, hey, this is what I did. I'm not going to tell you something that doesn't work or that I haven't tried myself.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. So let's go to somebody. Let's say my wife wants to start a brand new business, another business. How different is that approach than somebody that already has a business coming to you?
The good news is that when I first took over this position, I got with Jeff Brown, who's over at the Biz Foundry, and then Michael Akins, who's over the Center for Rural Innovation at Tennessee Tech. And we're really good at certain things, but we also have strengths and weaknesses. And so we kind of come together, we form the Business Resource Collective. And this is, we try to make this a one-stop shop for an entrepreneur who says, hey, I have this idea, and what do I do with it? We try to help you vet it. Is it going to work? And then we figure out who your customer would be, because that's kind of the main thing with business is you have an idea, but then you got to figure out who your customer is, because your customer is what, in turn, brings you money.
Right.
Because if you don't have any money, then you don't really have a business plan altogether. So we try to determine that. We work very closely with the Biz Foundry and Tennessee Tech to try to create this like three-headed monster so that we can give you the best advice that we can possibly get. And so that's where we kind of start at. You can connect to any one of those three places and get started in if you have an idea. So if you have an idea, you come to us, we'll help you vet it, we'll help you get it going. It's going to take a while. It's not something that I tell people, this is a marathon, this is not a sprint. It's not going to happen overnight. You're going to go through a roller coaster ride at first. You know, the first few years of owning a business is very much like a roller coaster. And then after that, it should level off. Just depends on the market and how your business reacts.
So Tech and the Biz Foundry are not your competitors.
No.
They're your partners.
They're our partners.
And I think that, again, I've said this 100 times on this show, the reason the Upper Cumberland, Putnam County, and Upper Cumberland as a whole is a place people want to live and want to have their careers and spend their lives is because everybody's working together.
Yeah, and I hear that all the time all across the state. So we, as you know this, we have a very close working relationship with our state partners, our regional partners, TVA, the Tennessee, their Economic Community Development Team, USDA. We all work very, very closely together. We talk constantly about projects. Is this something you can help? Can you do this? And I've heard from my other counterparts, the other 13 centers across the state, that they don't have those kind of relationships. They don't even know who their state partner is. And I'm like, you guys, you're missing out. You're not helping a business to the fullest because you don't know who this partner is. And they're missing out on some type of opportunity, or you're missing out on an opportunity of helping a business with what you know because you're not connected with them. And so for us to have this great working relationship, this great ecosystem, I think just makes the UC even stronger.
And you're exactly right. You mentioned your team. Let's talk about your team. How many team members do you have?
So our team, we have 5 team members. We're under the lending and economic development side of the development district. So Megan Schott, who's our fearless leader, she's kind of over us all. She's the head of economic development. She's the director of lending. She's over it all. And then Jill Osborne is the assistant director under her. And then Jesse Billard is our loan officer at the development district. And then myself and then Jody Pitts is our small business specialist.
Are you and Jody kind of the ones that are directly in contact with the business owners?
Correct. So Jody and I are at the SBDC. We are in it day to day, but our team, you know, we meet every week and we discuss things and ways that we can help. It's just a great, like I said, it's just a great partnership, great working relationship we have. And then, of course, we can get into like regional partners and all those people that make it even more fun. But that's be a whole other segment, Ben.
And we may have to do that. So is there any fee for an individual or a group of individuals to contact you and get some assistance?
The best part is all of our services are free. That's part of the grant that we get from the SBA, that all of our services are provided free of cost to any small business. Now, a lot of people don't realize a small business is defined as 500 employees or less from the SBA. So I think numbers correct, that's 92% of all the businesses in the Upper Cumberland are deemed small business.
That's, I didn't know that. It's good to know. When you work with the counties, what are you, and cities too, I should say. I always tend to talk about counties. That's my background.
That's your role.
That's my role. But what is your relationship with the counties and cities through this process?
We have a great relationship. We have a very open relationship. Anytime that a county or city mayor knows that a new business is coming in, they are always making an introduction to, hey, do you know this is available? Here's Tyler or Jody's information. Make sure you reach out to them. If you need help doing something, they are on it. So for me, I think we have a great relationship with all of our county and city mayors. They know we're willing to help. We're asking them constantly, hey, is there something we can do for you? And I think that they genuinely appreciate us trying any way we can to help their community.
Have you seen more people trying to start a business or reopen their business from maybe where they shut down last year through the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a huge influx of people that, especially in the last 12 months, who have wanted to open a business, wanted to do things. And so we've got a ton of inquiries, counseling requests, and some of them may be small. Hey, we need help doing this. And then we just continue to follow up with them. Some of them have been larger. You know, we've got a few projects that are in the millions of dollars. And when they are available to talk about, they'll be exciting because they are – that's another good part of this job. You get to hear about some projects that are coming in. And so there's some really great projects that are coming to the UC. I'm excited that we get to be a part. And then it's cool. You get to see the little bitty wins. You know, there's certain businesses that are coming in. You're like, man, we've needed that for a while. Or this person has been doing it in their basement for, you know, 6-7 years, and now they're finally going out on their own. So that's just another exciting part of what we do.
Is the SBDC, do you see it growing anytime soon?
I hope so. I keep always asking, can we get some more money? Can I hire someone else? That request, they haven't told me no, but they haven't told me yes yet. So I'm always trying to figure, hey, can we grow? Can we do this? What else can we bring to the table? How can we help another business? I always want to do more. So that's, if you know me, I'm all about just, sorry, Mark Farley, but I ask for forgiveness, not permission a lot of times.
Mark will understand. Mark does a great job. Y'all do a great job. We just got a little bit left, but okay, I guess at opportunities like this, you being on this show, how else can we help you get the word out about SBDC?
I think the biggest thing is that a lot of business owners always run in circles with other business owners. That's just kind of how things happen. When I owned an agency, I hung out and talked every day to other agency owners. So if you are a business and you know about the Small Business Development Center, tell somebody, make them aware of services that are provided. Maybe they don't need them right now, but maybe in the future they're going to. Maybe business is expanding and they just don't know where to start. Maybe they need help doing something. Maybe they need help to refinance a business debt, or they want to look at doing an SBA loan. That's a perfect example of how you can help. So the biggest thing is just helping us get the word out, knowing what services are available. Maybe you currently are a business owner and you have a great project that would be perfect for an intern. We house interns at our office. And so if you needed help with like a marketing campaign or something in finance or something in, I'm trying to think, you know, what all the services, we try to have interns who have specific skill sets and where they are very good at those skill sets.
Tyler, you've been great. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you being here. Have you back hopefully soon with Jody when she can be here. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Smile at one another. Be nice to one another. I promise you kindness goes a long way. Tyler, have a good weekend.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
You. We'll be back next week on Local Matters. Thank you for being here.